Mexico's tourism industry is taking a beating over the swine flu outbreak. People are canceling their reservations as governments around the globe are telling their citizens to forego unnecessary trips to Mexico. And many tourists who are already in the country can't wait to leave. Here's more from Jennifer Schmidt in Mexico City.
One of the most popular tourist spots in Mexico City is the Frida Kahlo House and Museum. On most days, tourists line up outside Kahlo's famous blue house, waiting to get in. Today, the doors are shuttered. A bright yellow sign announces the museum is closed following the recommendation of the health secretary. In fact, every museum, movie theater, concert hall, nightclub, archaeological site, playground, swimming pool, and restaurant in Mexico City is now closed by order of the government. For visitors, that means there is almost nothing to do. Monica Niederkrom arrived here early last week from Germany.
I came to Mexico because I wanted to visit my boyfriend. He's working in Mexico City at the German television station, and we planned to go together around in Mexico and make a journey. But now our plans are over.
And after a week in Mexico City, Niederkrom's enthusiasm for the trip is gone.
I've been afraid.
Niederkrom's been staying at Chalet del Carmen, a guest house that caters to foreigners. Her boyfriend's been working nonstop since news of the swine flu epidemic broke, and she's been sitting alone in their room. 2 days ago, she decided to go home early.
I couldn't use my original ticket. I had to buy a new one. And this journey is a very expensive journey for me. But hopefully I come healthy back to my home.
Another resident at the guest house is Luca Sabignani, an Italian trainer with a top professional soccer club, AC Milan. He runs a soccer school in Mexico City to develop talent for the team. But like all schools in the country, his is closed. Sabignani says he's been sitting around and worrying that swine flu fears will prevent his young players from traveling to Italy this summer for a few big matches.
The kids are excited about going to Italy. They've been waiting for this opportunity. They've been trained for a year, and they'd like to play in Italy for a week.
But the worries of foreigners seem mild compared to the fears of those who live here. Margarita Ehrensberger owns the guest house. She says almost all of her incoming visitors have canceled.
This means that there is no income. And habitually in Mexico, we leave everybody on just what is coming in today, we use today.
When asked how long she could manage without guests, Ehrensberger thought maybe a month.
Because all the people they work to get for us, we have to pay them, even if we don't have guests.
No guests, no tourists, a crippled economy. Fear for the future is beginning to take hold in this city. People wonder aloud, how long can this go on? And once the swine flu epidemic is over, when will the world be ready to shed its fear and venture back into Mexico? For The World, I'm Jennifer Schmidt in Mexico City.